Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Joel Skousen, and then we go into retransmission, and I know we do have calls for our guests. We'll see if we can get to those. Going back to Joel Skousen. Okay, so you were getting into, for those that just joined us, North Korea being given the order to trigger a nuclear war. What's the time frame? 5, 10 years? And then finish up with where you'd gotten up to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the time frame is probably, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 years. It could be 8 to 12. Just depends. You see, the Russians and Chinese are scared to death about U.S. secret weapon systems that they haven't been able to find out. And the U.S. has to continue to disarm to try to give them the confidence to strike. They've been expecting a strike since the 90s, but it hasn't come yet. But I think after the strike occurs, there will be a stand down, and Russia and China will essentially try to get the New World Order or the globalists to yield to avoid further destruction. And they will not. They'll come out of their bunkers and they'll rally everyone to fight against them. And they'll bring out these secret weapons to prosecute the war, not on behalf of the U.S. It won't be the U.S. running the show anymore. It'll be a militarized league of democracies. They'll change the name of the UN, exclude, finally, as they should have always done.
And they know the way Western cultures be. It'll just be absolutely vicious, total takeover.
That's right. And what's going to happen is that they will make a deal during this, as they prosecute this war against the Russians, who will invade Europe. Europe's going to be a real Donnybrook. And they'll make a deal during the war with China to betray Russia. That's the only way the New World Order is going to win against Russia and China, to have China betray. China wants to take Russia out anyway someday, so they'll take advantage to remove Russia. They'll be defeated. And this is a replay, to a certain extent, of what happened between Hitler and Stalin. And Hitler was eliminated. Now it's Russia's turn to be eliminated. And then it's going to be a new Cold War after that, where they'll settle on, and the militarized New World Order wants China as a Cold War enemy because then they don't have an excuse not to disarm.
Yeah, a new false bipolar world.
That's right. It goes to a bipolar war. They have the global government can say we can't go back to national sovereignty. The U.S. will never be strong enough to. We have to stay as a militarized world order, and that's where it's going to stay. Unlike World War II, we will never get our liberty back. But in my estimation, when they lose a certain amount of control during this war, and they will lose a lot of control with the EMP strike, a lot of the computers will be down. I'm hoping the Utah Computer Center will be destroyed as one of the nuclear targets. But in any case, it's going to give conservatives, the minority in the country, a new lease on life, ability to coalesce together. And you're going to find that the Texas groups that coalesce will eventually merge and join with the Utah and the Idaho, the Wyoming, Montana, Arizona groups. And we're going to have a Western resistance to the New World Order that they will not be able to control. And I see that as our major hope, not spinning our wheels trying to twist arms with people who don't want to join us, who don't have any feeling for liberty. The new benefit corrupted majority, we're going to have to consolidate our own people, husband our forces, get people prepared so they survive this war. I mean, that's the big thing. You've got to get out of these targeted cities that I list in strategic relocation. Even if you can't afford a retreat, you've at least got to get to safe areas so that you don't get killed and make plans to survive the war so that we can live again to rebuild under a true constitutional republic.
Well, it's certainly a possibility. You look with Cheney and 888, where they tried to start a war with Russia and all the stuff, everything they do, putting all the Muslim extremists in, and they are trying to sow total chaos.
Well, it's got to be controlled chaos that they can control. They really don't want chaos for chaos' sake.
Sure, order out of chaos. All right, Joel Skousen, we'll talk to you again soon. And I want to talk to you with the producers about next time you want to come to Austin to be in studio. Get the book, get the film, Strategic Relocation, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you, Alex.
You can find him at World Affairs Brief as well on his website. All right.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the Ides of March, the day that Julius Caesar had daggers plunged into his chest and stomach and neck and face in the Roman Senate. A day of bad luck and ill omen for the New World Order, according to their ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live again. This is the Death to Tyrants Day, at least for 2,000 plus years. That's how it's been seen. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Larry Pratt with huge updates on the Second Amendment and the battle for human liberty coming up in the second hour. And we have Joel Skousen to look at North Korea I got some serious comments on that crisis in a moment. And then here are the headlines that are coming up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's just read them. U.S. Air Force plans to build a huge network of underground tunnels, effort to make nuclear missiles less vulnerable to attack. They're telling you about something that's been around for 60 years. See, now it's just throw it all in your face. That's the old stuff. It's national security. Government transparency here, it's record low in 2012 under Obama because he promised to be totally transparent. He's totally untransparent. U.S. Army colonel issues warning about remorseless killer robots. Drones are the start of the rise of the machines, an official Pentagon warning. 10 giant media government hoaxes, big article, red linked up at InfoWars.com that Paul Watson and I put together last night. We wrote it yesterday, but it went up last night, so I reposted it. Top of InfoWars.com, red linked, very important. We'll go over that. We're going to get into 10 hilarious examples of how clueless our leaders are about the economy. They're not clueless telling hilarious lies. I mean, so many people just go, oh, they're idiots. They're not idiots. I mean, they're running in psyops on us. Exclusive, Iran steps up weapons lifeline to Assad as our government steps up aid to Al-Qaeda. Iran confronts U.S. drone over Persian Gulf, and they're like, it was deadly. There may be war over this. And then you read later, well, the plane flew 16 miles away in Iranian airspace on the edge of international waters. I mean, it could fly anywhere it wanted. It's like, unbelievable, it confronted it deadly. This may cause a war. Our jets were launched. It's incredible. And then it's like, by the way, the jet was 16 miles away. Well, that's a carpet bomb them then. They're against Al-Qaeda. Also, U.S. general puts troops on security alert after Karzai's anti-American, anti-U.S. statements. It wasn't anti-U.S. statements by the globalist puppet, who now has come out and said our government runs Al-Qaeda and is staging terror attacks over there. That's well known. I don't just believe him. That's well known. Our government isn't our government. It is the worst of the worst. I don't want Putin running us. I don't want the Chi-Coms running us. But the globalists are the ones here running us. They're the worst. That's why they're in charge. They're the best. Killing is their business. Lying is their business. And let me tell you, their business is good. So that's some of the news. Ministry of Defense admits campaign in Afghanistan an unwinnable war. It's not meant to be won. It's meant to go from 10% opium production to 93% opium production world supply and to create jihadis they can export worldwide. Who don't know, their bosses are double CIA Mossad agents, Pakistani intelligence, Saudi Arabian intelligence, MI6 intelligence. It just keeps, it's come out hundreds of times that Anwar al-Awlaki, they didn't really kill him. I predicted they'd have that stage killing. They just gave him a facelift and new identity. And when it came out, he was secretly a CIA Pentagon top-level national security asset, said scores of meetings at the Pentagon, scores of meetings, defense intelligence, AP, Reuters, Fox News, years ago. I told you he was an operative before that. Four of the five top al-Qaeda leaders, all born, raised in America, and their parents were CIA or defense intelligence or NSA. I mean, do you really believe any of that? The NSA and the CIA are the illegal foreign New World Order offshore banker takeover command bases, like Legion of Doom floating cities of crime that set down in America to capture us and to use us as the engine of the global takeover. Not to spread liberty worldwide, but to spread tyranny. So here's how my brain works. I see a Fox News Europe, Sky Television, that's what it's called over there, video correspondent Mark Stone has been detained by Chinese police while filming in Beijing Tiananmen Square. He had authorization. He had the badges. He had it all. But because it was his personal power trip, they basically took him, detained him, interrogated him, took their stuff. And Sky Television is calling it authoritarian. Well, I've been in Chicago, I've been in Austin, I've been in New York. We have video of it. When Aaron Dykes was up here late last night, gets in today, I'm going to have him go find videos for himself, myself, and others in Kansas City, New York. I'm going to have him do a video on this where cops come over, or even security guards with guns, when we're on the sidewalk, and scream and say, I'm going to arrest you, no filming. And the security guards, a half mile from the Federal Reserve, drive over to where they're at a city park They wanted a faraway shot of the Federal Reserve and put their hands on their guns and say, leave. I mean, it was in a real country, they would have gone to jail. I mean, if you or I just randomly walked up in a park with a gun and said, leave or I'm just going to get bad. That's a total terroristic threat. Okay, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to arrest you. You're not allowed to be here in Kansas City. Leave now. And guys, you know, you can say discretion's the better part of valor. But then when the Kansas City Star called to cover it, they said it didn't happen. Video, 10-minute video, all in living color, did not happen, Kansas City Star. I mean, the Kansas City Star actually did an article about how it did happen and how the Federal Reserve just said didn't happen. And you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It discredits them. No, it's a psyop because they just say it didn't happen. There are not 2 billion bullets. There are no drones. There is no police state. The Federal Reserve is federal. Because then you just stand there, and then it lets them take the official position of authority. We're going to come with guns and tell you you can't be on a sidewalk in Kansas City. And there's nothing you can do about it. And if you try to go file a complaint with the police, they'll just say, get out of here. You see, that's the essence of tyranny. Here in Austin, we've had the police many times over the years say, you cannot film us from 100 yards away. Because you can be 5 feet away when they're doing something, and yeah, that's interfering. But no, they'll arrest you now, or try to. But there were lawsuits. They lost those. And then you can film police in Austin. But not in areas where they've gotten the upper hand and intimidated people. It's now communist China, where they've killed 60 to 80 million other people. No one really knows. It's over 60 million conservatively. And so, again, that's what we're converting over to. That's what we're becoming. That's what's happening to us. And let me explain something. Last week, I was breaking down how much I don't like Kim Jong-il or his father, the first, or Kim Jong-un, the horrible little demon son. And some people are like, well, Alex, why are you calling for war? You know, why are you saying I'd like to see the government carpet bombed? People spun that. I saw it on YouTube and said that I was calling for carpet bombing of the North Korean people. No, I was calling for the carpet bombing of the 1% inner communist party and the 9% below them, roughly. And I was simply trying to point out that the ultimate expression of just off-the-chart evil in the world is North Korea, backed up by communist China, who we've given all our industry to by making the regulations and taxes so high you can't operate unless you're in China. It's even destroying the other third world countries. Everything's going to China, and it's destroying the Chinese people. It's not building them up. It's so horrible. Their major companies have, you know, suicide nets around them, literally. And now they're building the robots, the first 1 million and 4 million at Foxconn to replace humans, period. And it makes me mad because I can look at the evil in the eyes of the communist leadership in North Korea and the craven power trips, the demonic look, the behavior, people crying for days. If you didn't cry long enough, when Kim Jong-il, the filth, may he rest in hell forever, may he rot in hell forever. Just incredibly demonic. I mean, you know, Vlad the Impaler level, off the chart. And then his demonic son, knowing they're perched on people. But see, then that doesn't mean our government or the globalists are good. They'd love to be able to do all that. They have the same spirit. But he's now saying, we'll nuke L.A., we'll nuke San Francisco. These are all public televised quotes. These are on record. We'll attack South Korea today. North Korean prepares to strike. That's a quote. Kim Jong-un supervises live artillery drill as inflammatory threats continue. And so the globalists are probably going to do a false flag and blame it on them and then blow them up anyways. My whole issue is, under common law, when someone's saying, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to strike you, I'm going to go after you, I'm going to kill you, that's not free speech. I mean, if somebody says on record, I'm coming to your house to kill you, if that person showed up at your house and you killed them, you wouldn't go to jail, folks. Or if you did, the grand jury would, you know, 99% of the time under common law, you wouldn't get in trouble because they said, I'm coming to kill you. Well, he's saying, I'm coming to kill you. I'm coming to kill you. And it just shows, because every other major country has double dealing going on. China with the globalists, Russia with the globalists. They're all corrupt, evil regimes, you know, using the latest systems of control, but competing with each other for control. North Korea is completely delusional in la-la land, run by a stunted little entertainment head hanging out with Dennis Rodman. And I just instinctively want to smash him into a pile of pus. I want to stomp him into oblivion. Now, that doesn't mean that's literally going to happen. It just means I'm calling it like it is. If anybody could be struck now, it's North Korean leadership, and I'd love to see him deader than a hammer.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Together. I've been all over the country, and just this year in Austin, they told Molly Rogers, one of our photographers, she's just walking around downtown. I told her, go downtown, get photos of this issue on Big Brother, show big groupings of surveillance cameras. So she's downtown. There's a federal courthouse. She's across the street taking photos of the cameras. and the federal police come out and say, we'll arrest you as a terrorist, this is on record, if you don't stop taking photos. And, I mean, they've charged people with life in prison in Illinois. Now, it was thrown out of court, but the state tried, came down to the county, and tried to make sure the guy went to jail for filming police at his old car shop where they were hauling him away because they changed the zoning where his family had been for generations out at their junkyard to come and haul off their old cars. And you see those cases. So when it's here and my reporter's told you'll be arrested if you take photos of the federal building, or I hire a street team, the mainline street team that's worked down there for years, there's a couple companies, they've got a bunch of attractive young women to hand stuff out, and they've done it thousands of times, some of them. I mean, do it 5-6 days a week for years. They go, this has never happened. We're not allowed to hand out your magazine, and gave them tickets. And we show the photos, we show the video, and people do one of two things. They say, that's not real, because America, we don't do that. Or, good, you shouldn't be able to hand out a magazine free, on the sidewalk, anywhere. So then I go down and protest, and Chronicle employees who run South by Southwest walk by me into the convention center going, get a life, Alex! In fact, I was live on the radio. I was holding one out on the radio. We were jacked in on the local affiliate that Saturday. I came back last Saturday and protested. And they would walk by. They'd come to the windows and flip me off. And they'd come to the windows with their badges, you know, their little official badges, just talk trash about me. You could see them through the big windows, you know, one floor above me looking down. How dare me want to hand something out? And I went down there and I said, I'm going to sue the police. I'm going to sue the code enforcers. I'm going to sue you. Back off. So then I left, and then big muscle guys, big shaved head guys with tattoos all over them, showed up and went to the same women, you know, 25-year-old women, and said stuff like, you better watch it. You're not allowed to do that. I'm here with South by Southwest. I mean, just right out of Goodfellas. You don't operate a business in this city without you going through us. And that's what they said. They said, you need to be a sponsor of South by Southwest, and that means money. Money, girl. Money. And I'm supposed to just get a life and go, hey, yeah, man, what, I think I could hand something out in America? I do need to get a life. I'm a weirdo. I mean, because I, at a primitive level, not looking for a fight, because I've been in it. I've been in the hospital. I've been hurt a lot of times. I mean, I'm the type of guy, somebody starts fighting me, I don't care how big they are, how mean they are. They come get my face, I go completely caveman. I can't help it. And sometimes they, you know, don't ever get out of the hospital. But the point here is that I tell you, I mean, the guy does that to me, including police. I've had Austin cops say, you can't film, you can't protest, and it's on video, I blow up. Because, I mean, I just, this is criminal. I mean, if you think it's a good deal to have a good fella come up to you and tell you in America you don't have any rights, well, then you're a slave and you're begging for it. You're begging for it. You're begging for it. I mean, it makes me extremely angry to even imagine that repeatedly men claiming to work for South by Southwest came over after they got police to illegally harass us, and then they backed off because they realized it was criminal. Code enforcers to criminally do it, then they backed off. And then, but I always love the mind games, like, get a life, Alex. That was what they walked by repeatedly. Get a life. And I'd say, come back here. And they'd run in the building because they're cowards. You get a life. You get a life. I don't want my kids growing up in a country where you can't talk to people on the street, where you can't say, would you like a magazine? The truth is you didn't like five women downtown, all over downtown, handing out 10,000 magazines, 10,000 brochures on Infowars.com, which was a small little thing we did. We're just testing it out. And you know what? I'm going to do it all the time now because you don't like it. And by the way, it was a big success. Anything we do is a success by the grace of God. You are a joke. And I still got my spirit. I still got my will because I'm nothing special. Nothing special when some goons first police than others. Now, the police are like, we're sorry, we've been ordered. I'm supposed to give you a ticket, but here's a warning. You know, I don't get mad at that. None of the cops were enjoying it. It's bad they followed the bad order. But it's not like goons who are really, you know, like going, you better watch it, honey. This is my street. You need to spend money to be out here. You understand? Get out of here or things are going to get bad. That gets me like just, oh, my God. It makes, and by the way, they had to call the police on them and then to run them off. They should have been thrown in handcuffs. I mean, I've had enough.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I gotta have another shot of liberty, because what you got is all that I need. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Central. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me give out the toll-free number. Wide open, open lines Friday. First-time callers, give you another chance to call in. Trying to keep you on hold forever. 800-259-9231. It's just that 800-259-9231. Every time I hear about can't film police in Russia selectively, it's big news. Can't film in China. The police selectively, big news. Happens in African countries, big news. Chavez, you know, grabbing reporters, big news. Can you believe that, Chavez? Yeah, I don't like it when he does it. They're like, you don't like Chavez? If America's government's bad, does that make him good? No, if I'm in a football, outdoor football game or something, and there's 15 porta potties, it's not like, well, I want to drink out of that porta potty, but, you know, that one's bad. They're all bad. That's common sense, what our founders taught us, what history shows us. It's all bad. I don't want any of it. And I'm not signing up to any groups. I want liberty. That's what unifies. A code that we live by. Due process. Free speech honored and protected. That's what I'm into. Then that's what unifies us as individuals. But they don't want that. They want to think like a group so you can be controlled, so they can just control people through the leaders of the groups. That's the globalist model. That's what they openly talk about. Zbigniew Brzezinski's written 4 or 5 books, I've read them all, on the subject of how the government controls criminal elements worldwide. And that's their rationale to run everything from drug dealing to money laundering to child kidnapping to snuff films. Oh, yeah. And then the excuse is, well, that's how we control it, to keep control of it. No, that's what you're into. The raw exercise of power. If you were really powerful, you'd want to turn humanity loose. If you were really confident, the truth is you're not. The truth is you're afraid. So that's the article out of Sky Television. You know, big news. That's worldwide news on Sky TV. Sky Asia correspondent Mark Stone reporting from Tiananmen Square. Why wasn't it news? CBS News, News 8, and a couple others came out. Only a few of them even did reports. And it was just like, police will not enforce pamphleting ordinance during South by Southwest. Not that the ordinance is unconstitutional. Not that the police revolted and refused to enforce it after I pointed out it was wrong. Not that they, no. Not that I called them. Not that I had a demonstration. Because you want to ignore Alex Jones. Well, you know what? We have our own audience, our own listeners. We have real media friends out there in talk radio and the internet and drudgereport.com and many others. And so our signal's getting out, and people know whenever they read something out of the establishment or see something that it's filtered. They know that. You guys act like you have no bias, but then you have total biases to spin everything. I've got a bias. It's called freedom, more of it. It's called being alive. It's called Livewire. I mean, I went for a jog this morning, and I was just like, beautiful low clouds, the sun behind it, where it's all silhouetted, the trees, the wind, the leaves on the ground. The crispness, the just the smell, being alive, it's so amazing. That's my bias. I'm going to admit it. I have it. I'm crazed. I'm crazed for liberty. I'm awake. I'm alive. And I'm just tuned into God's creation, and I just love it. And I see the globalists trying to shutter people, trying to dumb them down, trying to limit their horizons, trying to control them, trying to take their free will. And I don't even stand for anything. I am what I am. I want liberty. It's not like I even have to take a stand or have courage. This is what I do. I can't control myself. And I wish that that was infectious. I wish that that spirit of liberty that I know is out there. I read the Founding Fathers quotes. It just, in my heart, I resonate with it. I resonate with all the philosophers that wanted liberty. Victor Hugo, the list goes on and on. Mark Twain, because they're really living, and I want you to really live. And I see so many people who can't ever imagine any success for themselves because they've been taught they've got to have some giant immediate success, or it's not success at all. Or if they fail, they're afraid to fail. They think that's defeat. I know so many men who failed a couple times at something and then were incredible people who have early success, then have a few failures, and then quit and are destroyed individuals. I think early success is dangerous. That when you've had slow, successive approximation success, then you realize human potential. And the globalists realize you have that potential. They know who you are. They know who we are. And they can't be in control unless you are stunted. And so I'm just going to say this right now. I want liberty and freedom and the empowerment of every human on this globe. But they put people into groups who then think they're going to have success by pulling me down. And I got news for you. You're not going to pull me down ever. I know my destiny, even in death. I have already accepted victory. And I will quote V for Vendetta, ideas are bulletproof. They're bulletproof. You can kill my name. You can kill my body. I've already transmitted the message. I intend to go on transmitting. You can't stop the signal. The signals I've sent out will bounce around as long as there's humans on terra firma and beyond. And I want to challenge all of you to tune into the universe right now and take your destiny in its hands. I know you've got chills out there, some of you listening right now, and that's because God is calling. And God's creation that you are bathed in the time-space continuum is calling for you to be what you were born to be. Before God formed you in your mother's womb, you had a destiny, and the enemy wants to destroy that destiny and is jealous. Because the devil is never a maker. The devil is a counterfeiter and a twister, and anyone, any culture that sells out to the devil becomes what you saw in Nazi Germany, Communist China. Look at Haiti in a satellite image right next to the Dominican Republic, that island, Hispaniola, split down the middle, and look at the difference between a culture that loved God at some level and a culture that loved the devil. One is deforested and dead, looks like hell, Mordor, and the other is a paradise. I know the fruits of evil. And I know they're destructive. I know the thrill of evil and evil knowledge. I know the thrill of the mystery of evil, the knowledge of good and evil. I'm fallen. I can look into the paradigm of the devil. I can see it. I can even have my flesh lust for it and know it. But creation and the power of regeneration that God's given us and the strength is a trillion times a trillion, unknowably powerful and more powerful than death and destruction and evil and disease and hate. The New World Order channels the spirit of dark servants, dark riders. They are animated by their lust for the raw exercise of power as the priest of power. But those that ride the black horses of death and that carry out the work of killing and destroying are only wearing a uniform. They are not individually being empowered. They are turning themselves over and their free will over to something that is of another dimension, something that seeks eternal cold, something that seeks the fall. I seek the rise. All right, enough of me philosophizing off into the nether regions of the universe, across the great gulfs of the time-space continuum, echoing throughout "Stare not too long into the abyss, lest ye become the abyss." And Dianne Feinstein has stared long into the abyss. Dianne Feinstein, I can look at her. She is possessed, ladies and gentlemen. You can call it whatever you want. That is an entity. An entity. An entity in the U.S. Senate. And they can feel our resolve and that we know who they are and they don't like it. And the more we consciously realize who the globalists are, the more they writhe in the knowledge that we understand their lie. Because for them, they've already crossed the void. The lock refuses the key when the master is calling their name. They are now slaves. Slaves to the dark side. They've already crossed the river Styx. They've already paid their coins into the hand of Charon. They're already dead to God. God did not cast them into hell. They willingly walked down the stairs. They willingly threw the key into the chasm to bounce down the edge of the walls forever on their journey into the ninth circle of Hades. On their journey into the void. On their journey into that place that they dare not look. Dianne Feinstein, the ghoul, the animated corpse, the shark-eyed demon. They put a photo of her up on TV. That doesn't catch you. You've got to see her in high def. And man, I see those eyes. I've looked into that place. Ooh, ooh. I mean, I know. Oh, boy, that's a bad one right there. Michael Moore is another one of them. He knows he's a fascist. He knows he's a tyrant. He knows he's part of an establishment revolution takeover. He's a big, fat, I don't mean physically fat, but spiritually bloated, dominant, weak, mile-long worm who just wants to dominate everybody in his flailing weakness. Because at his heart, he's so weak, he seeks power. Dianne Feinstein is another thing entirely. She's a powerful woman who turned herself over to pure evil. Ooh, makes me literally cringe to see her when she's up there. Because that's Satan, ladies and gentlemen. Most people that have that much evil on them start breaking down like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or George W. Bush. Just even get close to it, destroys you. She revels in it. She shines like a prism of black light. The black flash of light. And when I talk about ghouls, when I talk about demonic ghouls, I've seen clips of her going, I've seen the photos, I know details. And I saw her on the news. We got to find that clip because I saw it online and gave it to you but never played it. And she kind of just licks her lips and she says, I know details. I have details. She can't even help me. Oh, it's so good. And it's the same thing with Michael Moore. He's like, yeah, we ought to show the dead kids. We ought to show the dead kids. What did he say? He goes, what did he say on his own website? That's how we finish off the NRA. That's how we disarm these people. Well, I have 6 bodyguards, all armed. Well, I've got guns. We show dead kids. We throw them in their face. You're going to show us all the dead kids from Fast and Furious with their heads chopped off, shot up in Mexico, thousands of them. You're going to show all that, the little kids dying in maquiladoras. You're going to show us all the dead kids from Obama's drone strikes all over the world. No. You show foreign mainline newswire photos of dead kids on our nightly news, and it goes on YouTube. They shut our channel down. And I have to have lawyers write them letters and say it's selective enforcement and show them where another news agency has it on one of their foreign servers for them to back off. To the point of we don't even do it anymore because we can't, because I can't fight all day to keep the transmission going out. You see, they want to show you those little kids, their brains, their skulls, their blood, which is like a beautiful thing to them. And your pain, watching you have your heart touch, it's a joke to them. Let's show them the dead kids. That's how we'll get their guns, so they can have their terror upon us. I said I'd go to your calls, and I haven't done that yet, have I? I'll go to break and take calls in this segment the next, and a lot of you will get to talk to Larry Pratt. Most of these are on guns. Larry, Ghost, Dirk, Shiloh, Robbie, others, I'll get to you. You know, the families are ripping Michael Moore, wanting to pimp their children out. But you see, to evil, the desecration of children and then using children's deaths. I mean, the UN killed over 1 million people in Rwanda. They ran that. Over 1 million people. Low estimates are 500,000, 600,000. It's well over 1 million, actually. And it's all the UN failed to stop it. No, the UN ran the whole deal. After they took our guns, then they had the majority kill the minority, who'd been the majority. And who they convinced, well, you know, turn your guns in, we'll be friendly, one black group against the other. Well, they killed the Christians. Anywhere the UN is, they kill the Christians. They're using al-Qaeda to kill the Christians right now in Syria. And you notice 2 weeks ago, Henry Kissinger came out, but let's show people this, just the headline, Israel will not exist in 10 years. And that's basically a good thing. See, they're going to double-cross Israel, too. And you're like, well, wait, is Israel good or is Israel bad? It's neither. It's a set piece for a larger plan. Albert Pike told us about it in 1877, head of the Illuminati, head of the Freemasons worldwide. Freemasons were not in it. They were being controlled. You keep your friends close, your enemies closer. That's what Adam Weishaupt a few New World Order leaders, a few Darth Sidiouses before him. You see, once you know history, once you know the enemy, once you know their plans, it's very clear. And of course, they're now saying the right-wing whites who are pro-gun are terrorists and are the bigger threat than al-Qaeda and are going to blow everything up. And so when things get blown up, who do you think did it? Who has the motive? Who told you it was coming? Boy, if I was a cop and I'd studied criminology, which I have, first thing I do, who talked about this first? You know, a lot of times they catch firefighters. It's firefighters are some of the best people out there, but you'll have nuts that go, who are pyromaniacs, who go become firefighters so they can burn stuff down and then be the heroes that put it out. Or you'll have firefighters or cops that plant pipe bombs at their houses. I see that every few months. And the first thing the cops know that are real cops is, okay, it's probably a cop did this. You did this yourself? And the person usually freaks out and goes, how did you know? Then they get them. Okay, that person didn't read criminology. I guess they didn't do their homework. I mean, you know, hey, we know who the main people are here. You know, we know who to look at when this happens. We know who has the motive. We know who has the background. We know who's done it before. It's you. It's the globalists. They stand to gain. Motive means everything. History. You're it. You're terrorist. We know it, globalist. We know. You're getting everybody ready. All the TV shows, how the right-wing gunners are going to blow everything up. All the cultural stuff, all the training manuals. And now the Death Star is clear to fire. You think, really going to blow yourself up politically. You think you're going to fire on us and blow stuff up and blame us. And I hope you don't do it. But when you do, it ain't going to go the way you thought it will. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
No shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother, the national ID.
Don't want no shackles.
don't want no shackles on me.
Well, that's extreme, wanting to be free, wanting to be able to hand out magazines anywhere downtown.
No shackles.
They told us we couldn't have bumper stickers on our cars either.
Don't
and park
no
them in paid meters. Well, that doesn't sound like a big deal or a problem. America's not in trouble.
I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
I don't want a chip in my family, a chip in my wife.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
Well, that sounds extreme, Jimmy Vaughn.
I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
Why? I mean, why not be a slave?
I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to your phone calls here. Don't forget to support the transmission by spreading the word, the free podcast, all of it. ProPure water filter, stainless steel, best system out there, discounted with promo code WATER, 10% off, lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. The new March issue, exposing the globalists wanting to stage false flags and start a civil war. The books, the videos, the T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also become a member to watch the video stream of the radio show and the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and do that today. Let's talk to Larry in Illinois. Larry, what's on your mind today? I know I kind of went off on a rampage about the loveliness of Dianne Feinstein. Go ahead.
That's okay, Alex. I was calling today. I've been trying to get a hold of any local media in Illinois around me to talk about this. I want to start at the beginning of the story. Late last year, like mid-December, the Supreme Court gave Illinois 180 days to come up with some sort of right to carry law.
No, that's happened all over the country, and they just ignore it. Absolutely, yeah. Their answer was to stage Sandy Hook. And, of course, they did it. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
There's no doubt, by the way, folks.
This bill's being fast-tracked through the Senate. You know, usually a Senate bill takes, you know, 5-6 months before it actually gets anywhere. But it's only been, you know, 2.5 months, and it's already been to a subcommittee. It's going to go to the House.
Yeah, that's why they're using obvious psychiatric patients under government mind control, doctor's control. I mean, in Aurora, that's a fact, 100%. To go out and kill people is to get our guns. They're desperate. They know the growth curve. We're winning. We are on the march, but the enemy is involved in a giant counteroffensive. And yes, I'm aware of that Illinois situation, so what's your final point on that, sir?
My final point is this act is adding an 18% tax to firearms and ammunition, and it is going to require people who already own guns or who will own guns to get a $1 million.
No, I know. It's bankrupt gun owners. It's a total, while saying we're not coming for your guns, I mean, they're passing laws that they do home inspections of all gun owners. Ammo, you have to get a psychiatric evaluation to buy ammo. I mean, putting us into the psychiatric system that puts people on the drugs that cause them to do the mass shootings when it's not staged.
Yeah, and they're making not having this insurance a felony. And no one I know anywhere near me can afford $1 million liability insurance.
Well, sir, that's how they do it. Insurance is the ultimate tyranny now. Sounds good on the surface, but then they make you get health insurance so it doubles in 1 year. Well, anything where you're made to get it, and you've got to only buy it from certain people, you're going to be ripped off. And, the plan is wreck things while they consolidate it. This is called a scorched earth political takeover, and they want to start a civil war because we're kicking their butt politically. Everyone hates them now. Obama doesn't have a mandate. They had to run a weirdo against him to make it even believable that he won. Romney really won, by the way. Had top voting experts on. It's clear. People that said Al Gore really won. Al Gore really won in 2000. Mitt Romney really won last year. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back with more calls. We'll talk to Ghost Dirk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.